这一节原本是见证会。
Originally, this session is supposed to be a testimony session.
那因为弟兄姐妹都很客气，把机会让给传道。
Because all the brothers and sisters are so polite and have given me this opportunity.
所以小弟想说，这一节就借着圣经的道理，一方面借着小弟在牧会当中的见闻来穿插来见证。
So then I've decided to use the words in the Bible and my own experiences ministering to share with all of us.
我们首先来看圣经。
So let's first refer to the Bible.
那请看罗马书。
Let's refer to the book of Romans.
罗马书第10章。
Romans chapter 10.
罗马书10章第2节。
Romans chapter 10 verse 2.
二节我可以证明他们向神有热心，但不是按着真知识。第3节。
Verse 3.
因为不知道神的意，想要立自己的意，就不服神的意了。 这里是保罗谈到自己的犹太同胞。
Here Paul is speaking about his fellow Jews.
他可以证明这些犹太人向神是有热心的。
And he can testify that these Jews are zealous towards God.
但很可惜的，就如同保罗他自己的经历一样。
However, the unfortunate thing is the similar situation of Paul himself.
有热心，但不是按着真知识。
They have zeal, but not according to knowledge.
由于不知道神的义。
And they do not understand the righteousness of God.
不知道神救恩的奥秘。
They don't understand the mystery of God's salvation.
所以就想要立自己为义。
Therefore, they try to be righteous themselves.
按照自己的方法热心在敬拜。
And they will use their own methods to show their zealousness towards God.
不服神的义，反倒 阻挡神的意。
So not only do they not fulfill the righteousness of God, they also block themselves away from God.
所以神向保罗说，你用脚踢刺是难的。
That's why God told Paul, it is hard for you to kick against the goads.
保罗，因为他自己本身有这么样一个惨痛的经验。
Because Paul himself had this experience.
所以他能够了解他自身的同胞。 也陷在跟他同样情况当中。
And so Paul is able to understand the situation his fellow brethren are also in.
向神有热心，但是没有真知识。
They are fervent towards God, but they do not have true knowledge.
今天，如同犹太人，当着犹太人的这样子的盲点，也都会在你我，在侍奉神的事上，都会发生。
But this weakness and incompetence of these people are manifest in our lives today.
在《列王记》里头记载这么一段。
And the book of Kings actually records such an incident.
那是接替亚哈做王的这个耶户。
It is during the reign of King Ahab and Jehu.
我们来看《列王记下》。
Let's refer to 2 Kings.
请看《列王记下》的第10章。
2 Kings chapter 10.
16节。
Chapter 10 verse 16.
16节耶户说，你和我同去，看我为神怎样热心。于是请他坐在车子。 这里记载，当亚哈做王的时候。
He records the period during King Ahab's reign.
这个以利沙先知，差遣门徒，照神的旨意，高亚哈手下的一个将领耶户，来做以色列的王。
And the prophet Elijah commanded his servants to anoint Jehu to become the next king after Ahab.
并且告诉耶户当怎么样行。
And he also told Jehu what he should do.
我们来看，这个使者对耶户怎么说。
So let's see what the messenger said to Jehu.
我们请看《列王记下》的第9章。
Let's refer to 2 Kings chapter 9.
第六节
Verse 6
九章六节，耶户就起来进了屋子，少年人将膏油倒在他头上，对他说：“主以色列的神如此说：我膏你做神以色列名的王。”第七节
，verse seven，
你要击杀你主人亚哈的全家，我好在耶洗别身上生我仆人众先知和神一切仆人流血的冤。第八节
，verse eight，
亚哈全家都必灭亡。凡属亚哈的男丁，无论是困住的、自由的，我必从以色列中剪除。九节
，verse nine，
使亚哈的家像尼巴儿子耶罗伯安的家，又像亚细亚儿子巴沙的家。第十节
，ten，
耶洗别必在耶斯列田里被狗所吃，无人埋葬。说完了，少年人就开门逃跑了。这是以利亚哈，这个以利沙先知所差去的这个仆人呐、啊，在高利耶户之后啊，对耶户所传达神的信息。
So this is what happened after the prophet Elisha sent a messenger to Jehu.
啊，神高耶户做王。
God anointed Jehu to become king.
来接替这个亚哈。
To take the place of King Ahab.
也借着耶户要来执行对亚哈全家的审判。
And at the same time, through Jehu, show punishment on the family of Ahab.
这里说要把亚哈以及亚哈全家的男丁无论是困住，无论是自由的，通通剪除。
And here mentions that all the descendants of Ahab, both male,all males, both bond and free, shall be cut off.
而且这个他的太太耶洗别也不例外。
And furthermore, his King Ahab's wife Jezebel shall also receive her punishment.
要在这个审判的事上来替亚哈所杀害的那些众先知、神的仆人来伸冤。
So that through this judgment, God may take vengeance on Ahab for killing all the prophets of God.
耶户就这样子当了以色列的王。
And from this point, Jehu became the king.
众将领也拥护他。
And all the people praised him.
当他们到了京都那当时的犹太王当时的以色列王跟这个犹大王约兰跟亚哈谢纷纷的出来迎接他。
To the point where both kings of Judah and Israel came out to meet Jehu.
亚哈耶户就射杀了约兰，然后再把这个亚哈谢也杀掉。
And then, when they both came out to meet Jehu, Jehu killed Joram, the king of Israel, and Ahaziah, king of Judah.
到了耶斯列也照神吩咐他的，把耶洗别也杀掉。
And then, according to the will of God, he also killed Jezebel.
接下来他写信给耶斯列的长老。叫他们交出亚哈的七十个儿子。
And then later on, he wrote a letter to the rulers of Jezreel, asking the elders to bring out the 70 sons of Ahab.
这些长老就把亚哈的众子也杀了。
And then, so all the 70 sons were killed.
接下来耶户要往撒玛利亚的路上，遇到了犹大王这个亚哈谢的这些兄弟们。
And then from there, Jehu was supposed to go on to Samaria.And meet the sons of the king of the Ahaziah.
总共有四十二个人。
In total, there were 42 people.
他同样把他们都杀掉。
And likewise, he killed all of them.
如同刚刚我们所读的那个经文一样。
Just like the passage we read.
他对那个利甲的儿子约拿达所说的话。
Just as the words spoken to Jonadab.
说你跟我一起去，看我怎么样为神发热心。
He said, "Come with me, and you will see how God." How I shall show my zeal towards God.
然后他就召聚了所有的百姓。
And then so he gathered all the people.
把撒玛利亚所有的侍奉巴利的人通通召来了。
And he called all the people of Samaria who worship Baal.
包含一些拜巴利的人、巴利的先知、巴利的祭司。
All the people who serve Baal, his prophets and his priests.
对他们说以前的王这个侍奉巴利还是太冷淡了。今天我耶户更热心了。
He said, in the past, the kings who let you worship Baal, he was not active enough, but this time I, Jehu, am very zealous.
所以拜巴利的人啊，通通来，不可少一个，不来的啊，就不能够活了。
He said, therefore, all of you who worship Baal, you must come to me, otherwise I will end your life.
把这些拜巴利、侍奉巴利的先知、祭司啊，通通找来。
So eventually, all the priests and the prophets of Baal came.
分别给他们礼服穿。
And then he gave them clothing.
这个礼服啊，成为被杀的记号。
And this wardrobe that he gave them was actually the sign that meant that they should be killed.
然后啊，他就进去假装向巴利献祭。
And then later on, he went out and he went in and pretended like he was worshiping Baal.
外面啊，已经安排了80个杀手在庙外等候。
Yet on the outside, he had already hired 80 people waiting to kill whom he told them to kill.
并且下命令说啊，凡是啊让里面这些拜巴利人呐、啊，逃走人呐、啊，我就找他。
And he even set a decree that if anyone lets any of these people who worship Baal go, then I will come for your life.
以叫他偿命啊！所以啊，当耶户献完祭出来之后，一声令下，这些杀手进去啊，把那些拜巴利的人通通杀掉。
So as soon as Jehu came out from worshiping Baal, then all the assassins went in and killed all the people.
接下来拆毁了巴利的柱像，毁坏巴利的庙宇。
And finally, he tore down the pillars of Baal and tore down the temple.
圣经说，耶户在以色列中灭了巴利。
And here it says that Jehu destroyed Baal from Israel.
但是耶户啊，却不离开耶罗伯安，让以色列人陷在罪里头啊，就是拜伯特利和但的金牛犊。
However, Jehu did not turn away from the sins of Jeroboam, who had made Israel sin.The golden calves that were in Bethel and Dan.
于是神对耶户说
And so God said to Jehu,
因为你办好我眼中看为正的事，照我的心意待亚哈家，你的子孙必接续你做以色列的国位，直到世代。
Because you have done well in doing what is right in my sight, and have done to the house of Ahab all that was in my heart, your son shall sit on the throne of Israel to the fourth generation.
果然应验在列王记下的十五章
And who knew that in 2 Kings chapter 15?
直到撒加利亚做以色列王之后
Until Zechariah after he became king.
第四代撒龙就起来篡他的位
That he was the fourth from Jehu and then somebody else came and took the kingdom from him.
应验了神对耶户所说的话只有四代的王位
And this fulfilled the words of God that his kingdom would last for only four generations.
为什么只有四代?
So why is it that his kingdom should only last for the four generations?
从刚刚、我们从圣经里头所看到的亚哈、他如同他所说的为神如此的热心。
From what we just read, how Jehu was zealous for God.
为什么他只有四代的王位?
Through his zeal, then why is it that his kingdom only lasted four generations?
我们来看刚刚有一节我们刻意没有读到。
Let's refer to a verse that we overlooked.
那个列王记下的十章的十九节。
Second Kings chapter 10 verse 19.
十九节的最后面。
And the latter portion of verse 19.
圣经对耶户的这一番作为要杀掉拜巴利的人说耶户这样行啊。是用诡计要杀尽拜巴利的人。
Here it mentions that when Jehu was trying to kill the worshippers of Baal, he acted deceptively.
这里特别讲到说是用诡计。
Here the Bible specifically mentions that Jehu used deception.
用诡计来成就神，成就他自认为要为神所做的事情。
Jehu used deception to fulfill what he believed was God's way.
所以在这里我们可以看到当日先知所差遣的门徒所下达神的意思。
So we see that when the command comes down to the disciples,
要杀谁?
Who should be killed?
亚哈的所属亚哈全家的男丁。
The entire male of Ahab's family.
有他做了。
Jehu did that.
再来耶洗别。
Jezebel.
他也执行了。
He also did that.
但是他还多做了很多事情。
But he also did a few other things.
亚哈谢，神没有说要他杀，他也杀了。
God never said to kill King Ahaziah, yet he did it.
亚哈谢的这些兄弟们，他也宰了。
And he also killed the brethren of King Ahaziah.
这也是神没有叫他做的。
This is another thing that God did not tell him to do.
这个作为引发了后面列王记下的十一章。
And so because he did this, chapter 11 of 2 Kings happened.
亚哈谢的母亲，这个母后亚他利亚，她看到所有的小孩都死了，然后她自己出来当王。
That king, the mother of Ahaziah, Athaliah, when she saw all her sons were dead, she arose and destroyed and became king.
起来剿灭王室，自己当王。
And since she could not find anyone, she herself became king.
神的应许之约，从大卫的后代生救主，差一点在这里就断绝掉了。
So from the beginning to the end, this portion almost stopped all of God's plan.
这一脉的香火差一点就不见了。
And the little glimmer of fire almost disappeared.
还好在王子当中有一个被这个祭司耶和耶大他藏了起来。
Good thing though that there was one person who was hidden away by the priest.
不然真的这个神的这个应许之约就此断绝了。
Otherwise, God's promise would have ended right here.
当然，这也在神的作为之下。
But of course, this is all in the control of God.
但是我们看到这个耶户他的热心。
But when we look at the zeal of Jehu,
却差一点打乱了神的整个救恩计划。
His zeal almost destroyed the plan of God.
那我们再来思考耶户为什么要这么做。
Also, then we have to think, why would Jehu do such a thing?
有没有其他的考量在里头？
Are there other considerations involved?
还是纯粹的只是没有知识而已？
Or is it that he was just one without wisdom?
有热心没知识？
That he had zeal but no wisdom?
还是说杀红了眼看到就杀？
Or otherwise he was trigger happy and just went around killing people?
我们想想看。
So let's think about this.
最后耶户为什么还是拜牛犊？
In the end, why is it that Jehu eventually worshipped the golden calf?
为什么还仍然落入耶罗波安他的这个罪里头？
Why is it that he fell into the same sin as King Rehoboam?
哪个不想当王
？Who doesn't want to become king?
今天我当王
Today, if I'm king,
如果把牛犊也弄掉了
，If I remove the golden calf,
那大家又回到耶路撒冷犹大国去拜神。
And everyone returned to Jerusalem on the land of Judah to worship God.
当日耶罗波安为什么要设牛犊？
And you think, why is it that Rehoboam established the golden calf in the first place?
他的考量就是为了自己的利益。
His reason was for himself.
为了自己国家的利益。
For his kingdom.
因为如果大家回到犹大拜神回来之后他就怕说他的百姓到南国犹大去会被犹大王所收买，然后他的江山就不保。
Because he feared that once all the people went to Jerusalem in Judah, the southern kingdom, and worship God, once they come back, they might decide they want to live in the southern kingdom, and then his kingdom would be empty.
耶罗波安忘了他怎么当王，是神给他当王。
The main point is that Rehoboam forgot that he is king because God allowed him to become king.
他认为是众民拥护他。
He thought it's because all the people elevated him and allowed him to become king.
所以他的考量是人为仁义的考量。
So his perspective and decision is based on people.
不惜出卖神，不惜修改神的律法。
And instead of disobeying and turning away from God.
要维护他既得的利益。
To fulfill the covenant originally established.
今天同样耶户也落到这样的一个考验里头。
And so we see that Jehu falls in under the same kind of trial.
可惜他的热心并不单纯。
But we see unfortunately that his zeal is not so simple.
同样的他也考量到如果我把牛犊也如同巴力一样给消灭掉，那我将来还能当得成王吗？
And so we see that Jehu begins to think, well, if I destroy the golden calf like I've destroyed Baal, then will I still remain as king?
同样把神高立他为王的这个事情给忘记了。
And so he too forgot that he was king because God anointed him.
所以我们不难看出他为什么连这个亚哈谢还有亚哈谢的众弟兄也全杀掉的原因。
And so this is why Jehu killed King Ahaziah and all his brethren.
他的野心从这边我们可以看得出来。
And so from here we can see what his true intentions are.
我不当要保住我的王位。
I'm not just trying to preserve my kingdom.
甚至我不单只当以色列王国的王。
But I don't just want to be only king of Israel.
退一步，我不让犹大国你的国事能够干扰到我。
In other words, he's saying, I will not let the kingdom of Judah influence my kingdom.
进一步，甚至我想统一整个以色列国。
And to take another step further is to say that he wants to have complete control over both kingdoms.
或许这是我们人的推想吧。
Perhaps this is our own thinking.
但是从这里我们可以看出，说耶户的热心并不单纯，如同圣经对他，杀掉巴利拜崇拜巴利人的定啊，这个结语啊，就是用诡计。
But the fact is that Jehu's zeal is not so simple because he used deception.
为了要杀掉巴利。
In order to kill Baal,
这个消灭巴利的势力
，and destroy all of the traces of Baal,
他用诡计
，he used deception,
然后自己献祭
，and then offered himself.
难道不知道巴利不是神吗
？Doesn't Jehu know that Baal is not God?
为了要达到目的，达到自认为为神大发的热心，可以违背神，违背。这个敬拜独一真神的这个事情啊。
However, Jehu thought that in order to fulfill the plan that God gave him, he must worship Baal.
目的是达到了。
So sure, he may have achieved the purpose.
方法不对了。
But the method was wrong.
耶户的热心，往往也是我们今日所有侍奉的人当引以为鉴戒。
And Jehu's zeal is often what we do in our own spiritual life and service.
当小弟在罗东宜兰台湾在侍奉的时候
，When I was serving in the Lodong Church in Taiwan，
有一次有一个这个慕道朋友一个年轻的这个女性来告诉我
，There was a young truth seeker and she came and told me，
说传道耶稣来住我家里
，She said minister Jesus came to stay in my house。
哦，耶稣住你家，你是怎么此话怎么说了
？And I said, well, what do you mean by saying Jesus stayed at your house?
他说耶稣昨天向我显现。
She said, well, yesterday Jesus appeared to me.
告诉我说我要来住你家。
And told me I want to stay at your house.
我要立你为女先知。
And I will establish you as a prophetess.
你呀。要到处去为我做见证。
And you will go out and minister and preach for me.
那小弟直觉就觉得这个好像有一点问题啦。
And then I thought to myself, there's something wrong with this.
第一
，First,
他还是个慕道者。
She's still just a truth seeker.
在道理上，他根本没有根基。
She doesn't even have a root in the truth.
虽然他的这个姐姐们是我们教会的信徒。
And so even though her sisters are members of our church,
但是她不是。
But she herself is not.
她的先生，她整个家庭都不是。
Her husband and her family, they do not believe.
神怎么会去拣选一个不是基督徒人，说要来立她为先知，要来传福音？
Why would God go out to someone who does not believe in Christ yet and establish them as a prophet?
她信誓旦旦的说：“我要为主耶稣大发热心。”
But she had a simple faith and just said she wanted to work fervently for God.
小弟就问她
，And so I asked her.
你说耶稣向你显现，那你看到耶稣长什么样子
？I said, well, you say that Jesus appeared to you. What did he look like?
她说我看到耶稣身上很脏，衣服很破。
And she said, well, I saw Jesus that he was very dirty and his clothing had holes in it.
那耶稣这个蓬头垢面胡子长长的整身脏兮兮的又老又丑。
And he was unkept and unshaven and he looked very old and ugly.
想说跟我们以前听到的见证又不一样。
I thought, well, this is contrary to all the testimonies we've heard before.
因为以前我们听到见证是耶稣看到神这是这个荣光显现的。
Because in the past, all the testimonies we heard were that when Jesus appeared, he was very glorious.
那这个主耶稣的容貌是看不到的。
And that the actual image of Jesus Christ cannot be seen.
那你怎么会看到呢
？So then, how is it that she saw it?
而且看到是如此的怪异。
And when she saw it, it was a very strange image.
所以我就问她说：“你不会觉得很奇怪吗
？”So I said, "You don't think this is odd?"
她说：“对啊，我也是觉得很奇怪啊。
”She goes, "Well, actually, I do think this is strange."
那我问她：“那你？”你结果怎么做？他说我就问耶稣啦。
And then so I asked her, so what did you do next? And she said, well, I asked Jesus.
说主啊，你衣服怎么这么脏
？I said, Lord, why is your clothing so dirty?
他说主耶稣回答， 说啊，为了承担你们世人的罪孽弄脏了。
And Jesus replied and said, well, for your sins, I dirtied my garments.
我从天上道成肉身来到世上。
I came from heaven into the flesh, into this world.
肮脏混浊的城市把我衣服弄脏了。
And so because I was amongst all this filth, it got my own clothes dirty.
哇，听起来好像蛮有道理的。
And so when you listen to this, it sounds pretty logical.
那我又问耶稣说，耶稣你怎么那么丑那么老？
And then she asked Jesus, why are you so old and ugly?
那耶稣啊，就对我讲说啊，圣经上说啊，说我没有家型美貌。
And then Jesus replied, in the Bible it doesn't say anything about me and my image.
我在世上啊，30多岁出来传道，但是人家却看我像50几岁。
That I came out to preach at the age of 30, but when people saw me, I looked like I was 50.
我为福音操劳啊。
I've worked so hard for the gospel.
所以我才如此的苍老。
That's why I look so old.
那这个姐妹啊，这个慕道者啊，她说她就相信了。
And then so the truth seeker then said that, well, after Jesus said these things, she believed.
就认为那个就是耶稣。
And she thought that that was Jesus.
然后就说耶稣，你带。你在我们家不要走了。
And then she told this Jesus, stay at my house.
没有多那时候小弟听完之后，就告诉他了。
And so after this person told me this, I told her.
说下次如果他又跟你显现了。
I said, if he appears to you again next time.
传道认为这个有点奇怪。
I myself believe that there's something wrong with this.
你就奉主耶稣圣名赶撒旦。
So what you should say is, in the name of Jesus Christ, I cast out Satan.
看看他是不是真的耶稣啊。
Just to see if this is the true Jesus.
他说好好我试试看。
And she goes, okay, I'll try this.
没有多久。
And not too long later.
他又来找我。
She came to look for me.
他说传道昨天耶稣又来了。
She said, preacher, Jesus again came to me.
说是不是同样一位，他说对，就是那个，是衣服很脏，很破。长得很老很丑。
And I asked, is this the same one? She goes, yeah, it's the same one. He was old, his clothes were dirty and had holes, and he was ugly.
我说你有没有奉耶稣的名赶他？
And then so I asked, well, did you cast him out in the name of Jesus?
他说有啊，我有试试看。
She goes, yeah, I tried it.
我说结果呢？
And I asked, then what happened?
结果啊，他就转过身来说，你不爱我了，我要离开你了。
And then she said, well, then that Jesus turned around and said, you don't love me, so I'm going to leave you.
那我说，那你怎么做？
And then I asked her, so what did you do next?
你们让他离开。
Did you let him leave?
他说，我马上说，主啊，不要离开我。
She goes, no, I quickly said, Lord, don't leave me.
我说，哎呦，实在是。那接下来呢？
So then I go, what happened next?
他就告诉我。
And she told me.
主耶稣就问我说，是谁教你的？
And Jesus asked me, who taught you that?
他说是教会的周传道教的。
And she said it was a preacher Zhou in the church.
那主耶稣啊，很生气。
So Jesus became very mad.
他叫我啊打电话给你，他要骂你。
And he told me to call you because he wants to scold you.
所以我就打电话给你啦。
And so that's why I'm calling you.
我就看到啊，你一直在跟主耶稣啊，在说对不起主耶稣，对不起主耶稣。
So you can say I'm sorry, Jesus.
在那边哭啊。
And she was there crying.
主耶稣一直在责备你。
Because Jesus is rebuking you.
然后你一直在哭。
And I see you crying.
没有吗？你没有吗？
And then she asked, well, so are you crying?
你没有接到我打给你的电话。
Did you not receive my phone call?
这时候我明白啊，从头到尾啊，她都上当被骗。
And then it was at this point that I realized that from the beginning till now, she had been deceived.
我就说，我没有接到任何电话。
I said, I never got a phone call.
真的没有吗？
And she goes, are you sure?
传道你骗我吗？
Are you lying to me?
传道是不骗人的。
I said, the preachers don't lie.
你说你打电话给我，那我问你啊。
So you say you call me, so let me ask.
我家电话号码几号？
What's my phone number?
她讲不出来。
And she couldn't even say it.
是从头到尾，我说从头到尾你被魔鬼骗了。
I said, from the beginning until now, you've been deceived by Satan.
刚开始她还不肯相信。
So at first she didn't want to believe this.
她说耶稣要立我做女先知啊。
She said, well, Jesus wants to establish me as a prophetess.
她像一阵风一样咻就把我带到我姐姐家。
And like a whirlwind, he just took me to my sister's house.
哇，在那边大大的责备我的姐姐不热心。
And he sat there and rebuked my sister for not being fervent.
信了耶稣还不热心。
That after she believes in Jesus, she's not fervent.
我姐姐啊，她家的跪在我的面前悔改。
And all my family knelt before me and repented.
然后，咻，耶稣又把我带到我村子里头。我住的那个村子哈，乡村哈。
And then Jesus, and then Jesus took me like a whirlwind again and brought me to my city.
大家都来看我。
And everyone was looking at me.
我站在那边责备他们不信耶稣。
And I stood there rebuking all of them for not believing in Jesus.
相信耶稣才能得救。
Because only in believing in Jesus, then can you be saved.
我就是耶稣。
And I am Jesus.
我跟你们讲的，你们就要相信。
So whatever I tell you, you must believe.
当中有人不信啊。
And so of course there are some people who didn't believe.
所以我马上就行神迹。
So I immediately performed miracles.
我说你行什么神迹啊。
So I said, well, what kind of miracles did you perform?
我当场就死掉了。
And she said, well, I just died in front of them.
哇，大家说怎么死掉了。
And then everyone asked, how did she just die like that?
警察都来了。
And all the policemen came.
救护车也来了。
And the ambulance came.
哇，这个这怎么死掉怎么办。
So they were thinking, well, she's dead. What do we do now?
我又复活起来给他们看。
And then I resurrected for them to see.
哇，所有人都相信了。
And then everyone believed.
所以我相信他是耶稣啊。
That's why I believe the person who appeared to me is Jesus.
我想一想，这个有问题。
I said, and I thought about this, and I thought, there's something wrong.
好，私底下我就问住在他家附近的另外一个弟兄。
So then I asked a brother who lives nearby her.
我说上个礼拜天哈、
哦、，I said last Sunday，
你们这里呀、啊、有没有什么事情发生
？Did anything out of the ordinary happen？
说我们这边会有什么事情啊
？And then he said， would anything happen here？
我们这边呢、啊、一向都是很安静啊，那在山顶上啊。
Because we live in the mountains, everything is so peaceful。
小村落没有多少人呐、
啊。There's so few of us in this town。
怎么会有什么事情
？How can anything happen？
有没有什么警察局啊，或救护车什么这些事情啊？他说没有啦。
So I asked, was there any incident with the police or the ambulance? And he said no.
我们这边哦，这个警察哦，这个根本没事做，每天就是下象棋，因为很多人都搬到哦，很多年轻人都外出去了。
And he said, our policemen have nothing to do. They just play chess every day because all the youth move away.
这你再想想看，真的没有啊，没有什么救护车啦、哦，这些事情都没有啦，传道没有。
So I said, well, just think again. Are you sure nothing like that happened with the police and the ambulance?
救护车也不会上我们这山上来。
He said, actually, the ambulance don't even come up to the mountain.
通常我们生病都是自己载下去的。
Usually when we get sick, we bring the sick down the mountain.
所以更难，我深信哈、哦。根本从头到尾啊，都是魔鬼哈、哦，这个表演的。
And so this further helped me to believe that this was Satan putting on a show.
好了，后来我就亲自跟那个慕道者讲。
And so I finally told the truth seeker.
我说啊，你被魔鬼骗了。
I said you've been tricked by Satan.
那个不是耶稣。
That wasn't Jesus.
你有要为主耶稣大发热心。的那个念头，这是很好。
I said it's good that you have this zeal and idea to serve the Lord.
但是你在真理，啊、哦，在这个圣经的知识上，你完全没根基。
But you have completely no root in the truth.
哦，我翻圣经给他看。
And so I flipped the Bible for her.
哦，撒旦呢、啊、也会假装做光明的天使来骗人。
And I showed her the verse that says. Satan is also able to disguise himself as an angel of light.
哦，所以他渐渐他才明白啊。
And then finally she began to understand.
原来从头到尾啊，哦，这个魔鬼利用他有热心没有真知识的弱点，哦，要哦这个要来迷惑他。
That from the beginning that Satan used her zeal as a weakness to deceive her.
哦，让他认为啊。哦，他是神所要重用的先知啊。
To let her believe that she was a great prophet that God wanted to use.
哦，要发号施令啊。
And that she would have these sweeping changes.
所以啊、从这个啊、哦、小弟的这个经历当中啊，也让小弟啊啊深深的学到一课。
So from these experiences, I learned one thing.
有时候我们光有那个热心，想要为神成就大事。
Sometimes we have the zeal to do great things for God.
但是往往啊啊我们会陷入到一种啊不择手段啊甚至欺骗甚至啊这个违背真理啊都在所不惜的这个盲点里头。
But oftentimes we will fall into this foolish thought that in order to fulfill our zeal, we can do all these things that are actually contrary to the truth.
只要能达到目的啊过程就不考虑了。
that as long as you can reach your goal, the process itself doesn't matter.
美其名叫做反正都是为了神嘛。
And everyone will always say, well, in the end, it's just for God, right?
其实这是一个很危险的陷阱。
But this is actually a dangerous situation.
啊，小弟也听过这么样一个见证。
And I've actually heard this testimony.
以前好像也讲过。
And I think I've mentioned it before.
啊，有个弟兄。
There was a brother.
他很久没来教会。
He had not gone to church for a long time.
啊，有一天呢，啊，突然哦，热心起来了。
And then one day he just became zealous.
哦，但是这个热心呢，很怪异啊。
But his zeal was a little strange.
自己一个人躲在角落里头。
He would just hide by himself.
喃喃自语，啊，有时候还会微笑。
And then sometimes he would just start laughing.
哦，然后啊啊，在教会的这个影印机啊，那边在一直印一些东西啊。
And then he was always at the copy machine at church copying something.
哦，那人家问他说你在干什么？啊，没有，没有。
And then when people ask him, well, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm not doing anything.
哦，这个没什么。
It's nothing.
哦，很神秘。
And he was very secretive.
哦，后来啊，才知道哦，他得了启示啊。
And then finally we realized that he received this revelation.
同样的，哦，神要重用他了。
Revelation just like before that God wanted to use him.
他后来他才讲。
And then he finally spoke up.
说他在他祷告的时候。
He said when he was praying.
哇，突然一直喊妓女，妓女，妓女 ，call girl.
Oh, and then that while he was praying, he just kept hearing this voice saying, prostitute, prostitute.
好，那他就觉得很奇怪啊。
And so he thought this was strange.
怎么喊这个
？Why would someone be yelling prostitute?
会不会神啊啊要我向他们传福音
？Is it that God wants me to preach to them?
哦，然后越想就好像越当真。
And the more he thought about it, the more it made sense to him.
哦，那就开始了，准备了。
And so he was preparing all of this pamphlets.
拿着印好的传单。
And he took these pamphlets.
骑上他的脚踏车。
And he got on his bike.
一个基督徒啊，怎么会知道那个这个风月场所在哪里呀？
But how would a Christian know where to find these prostitutes?
好，要去哪里找妓女？
Where would you go to find them?
哎，他说很奇妙哦，脚踏车自己踩呀。
And then he said, very strangely, the bicycle just began to pedal by itself.
自己转弯呐。
And would turn by itself.
啊，三转两转就转到。哦，那个红灯区的哈。
And then after a few turns, he was in the district where there's full of prostitutes.
哎，当然哈，外面啊这些哦啊保镖们呐，哦就把他当成啊哦是来这边哦光顾的这个恩客哦，就把他拉进去了哦。
And then of course the bodyguard just stood outside, just thought he was one of the customers and brought him in.
进到房间里头哦，他传单才要掏出来啊，哦就看到。那个小姐就开始脱衣服了。
And then right when he got inside to the room, he took out his pamphlets ready to preach, and then yet he saw the woman stripping in front of him.
哦，他说，我不是要来这里做什么事情，我要跟你们讲耶稣的福音。
And then he says, oh, I'm not here for any of that. I just want to tell you about the gospel of Jesus.
对方把他这个单子拿来，讲什么福音啊？这个哦，赶快啊，时间哦不多了。
And they said, well, what are you talking about? And they took the pamphlets away and said, hurry, we are short on time.
哇，他们不知道该怎么办啊。
So he didn't know what to do.
哦，直接的反应就是跪下来祷告。
And so he immediately knelt down to pray.
主啊，救我。
And he said, Lord, save me.
哇，圣灵哦，感动哦，所以身体震动哦，嘴巴哦，这个讲出哦，这个卷舌音啊。
And then he was moved by the Spirit and his body began to move and he spoke in tongues.
哇，这个对方一看。这是哪里来的
？And the other parties like started to think, who is this person?
认为啊，哦，是要来捣断啊，捣乱啊，要来踢馆的哦。
And the people began to think that this member was trying to cause trouble and disrupt their business.
那看他，哇，这个身体也这么震动。
And then when they saw his body moving,
哇，嘴巴不知道在讲什么。
And his mouth speaking strange things.
哦，他们也害怕。
And so they were afraid.
哦，于是啊，哦，到隔壁。的这个神坛找来一个乩童来了
，and then they went next door and they got a monk.
哦，那这个乩童啊，也是哦，这个邪灵上身啊，他也身体也震动哦。
And so this monk, because he had evil spirit, his body would shake as well.
哦，呼呼呼呼就来了哈。
And he just came over.
哎，耶稣大战乩童就开始了哈。
And then so the great battle between Jesus and the monk occurred.
这个乩童喝了一个湖水往他脸上一喷呢。
And then so this monkey, he drank something and then he spewed it at their member.
哇，他这个觉得有这个一股压力这样压过来很难受哦，就出口哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名赶撒旦。
And when the water spewed onto our member, he felt as if his great enormous pressure was on him. So he cried out, Hallelujah, in the name I cast out Satan.
那个鸡童啊, 他说, 也是蛮快的, 很高大的。
And this monk himself was pretty big.
就是整个人这样离地就飞出去了,
And then when our member cried out, Hallelujah, the monkey just flew out.
撞到墙壁啊, 整个人在那边, 哈哈哈哈。
And he hit the wall and he was panting.
所有在场人都看傻了眼。
And everyone there were just, they were shocked.
这个真厉害, 这么一句话, 不知道喊什么耶稣什么, 那个人就飞出去了。
How powerful is he? All he did was say one thing and this guy flew out.
旁边那些打手, 那些保镖, 也不敢动手。
And all the bodyguards were afraid to do anything.
哇,那个家伙, 一句话, 那个人就飞出去, 那我们怎么办? 我不知道飞多远,
And they said, his one word threw this monk all the way out there, so if he said one thing to us, how far would we fly?
哇,这个会法术啊。
This guy can perform things.
那就只是在旁边喊说, 打他, 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 没有人敢出手啊。
So everyone was just saying on the side, somebody hit him, but no one did anything.
那这个弟兄啊, 这个时候啊, 他仿佛啊, 这个圣灵催逼他说, 快走, 快走。
And so it was at this point that the Holy Spirit began to tell this brother, quickly leave.
他就停下来了。
And so he stopped.
赶快站起来, 哇, 围得很, 满屋子的人在看他。
And he stood up and he saw that surrounding him were full of people.
大家喊着说, 打他, 打他, 没有人敢出手。
And everyone was saying, hit him, beat him, and no one did anything.
他最后要出来, 大家就让出一条路啊, 他就出来了。
So he started to walk out and everyone just let him walk.
骑上脚踏车, 快跑啊。
And then he got on his bike and just pedaled as fast as he could.
回到, 回到教会来,
and then he got to church.
去告诉传道,
and he told the minister
整个经过,
the entire process.
传道说, 你被魔鬼捉弄了,
and then the minister told him, you were used by Satan.
有热心, 还要加上真知识,
you have zeal, but you need to add on the truth.
你准备好了没?
Are you ready?
如果不是神保守你,
if God had not protected you,
你这样深入虎穴, 你老早被老虎吃掉了,
you went out and you would have been eaten and by the lion.
情欲发动,
or your desires would have aroused and you would have committed sin.
有热心,
you have zeal but no truth.
这个是也是小弟啊,
and so this is another testimony I have heard before.
所以从, 我们圣经的例子, 或者是实在的见证, 让我们得知啊,
so from the historical recordings in the Bible or just through testimonies that we hear,
光有热心, 要为神做事还是不够。
We know that zeal to serve God alone is not enough.
更不能够啊, 只为了我们的热心, 甚至, 失去了信仰的原则。
Furthermore, just because of our zeal, we cannot lose our spiritual principles.
那就会像耶户一样。
Otherwise, we will become like Jehu.
在神的眼中看来, 他只不过是用诡计而已。
In the sight of God, his actions were only just full of deception.
只有世代的王朝,
and therefore his kingdom only lasts four generations.
何等的, 这个晚, 令人惋惜啊,
and this is very pitiful in our sight.
所以我们要求神帮助我们,
so we have to ask God to help us.
让我们啊, 在侍奉神的路上, 让我们在信仰的道路上,
so that in our service to God and in our walk of faith,
极力追求啊, 离开那个道理的开端啊,
that we continually walk forward from the beginning of the truth.
要进到, 完全, 追求完全的地步里头,
and to pursue after perfection.
让我们的侍奉能够持久, 能够合神的旨意,
so our service can be long-lasting and be in accordance to God.
照神的方式来侍奉神,
and to serve him according to his way.
服从, 这个神的意啊,
and to fulfill his righteousness.
那我们就必须啊, 必须要不断地在道理上来追求。
And the only way we can do this is if we continue our pursuit in the truth.
我们在座也有一些亲爱的慕道朋友,
amongst us there are some truth seeker friends.
很多人啊, 来到, 我们真教会,
many people they come to our church.
对祷告,
and towards our prayer.
通常啊, 都有意见,
they usually have their opinions about it.
为什么要这样祷告?
Why do you have to pray like this?
多难看, 多不, 斯文扫地啊,
how ugly and lowly is this?
但是我们想想看,
what if we think about it?
圣经使徒行传第二章所记载的祷告就是如此啊。
The recording in Acts chapter 2 of how the disciples prayed is just the same way.
很多哦，这个很多这个基督教的教会啊，他们对这一段的经文他们怎么样解释？
Do you know how other denominations interpret Acts chapter 2?
我小弟也曾经在电视上听过一个哦，这个其他基督教会的牧师啊，哦，他这么讲。
I've heard on TV a minister from another church say.
他说那个是个意外事件。
He says that was an exception.
啊，之后就从来没有发生过了。
And that after this one occurrence, it never happened again.
不是个特例个案。
This is just a once in a lifetime deal.
你要把神的那么大的作为说成只是一个意外事件，一个特例，一个个案。
And they would say that this one great thing that God done is just a blip on the radar that only happens once.
为了要配合人所谓的哦，这个强调人的尊严，强调人自认为的高贵跟好看。
So they reinterpret the Bible and tailor to how they want it to be, where it shows man as more respectable.
不惜啊，遮掩圣经的真理，扭曲圣经的解释。
And they cover what the Bible says and misrepresent its truth.
如果照他所说的，这只是个特例。
And so if according to what they say, this is a one-time occurrence.
啊，使徒行传十九章。保罗遇在以弗所遇到是许愿的门徒又怎么解释
Then why is it that in Acts chapter 19 when Paul encountered the disciples of John he said 啊，
彼得到哥尼流家里看到他们得圣灵而敢哦违背整个犹太人传统的观念把救恩传到外邦人去又要怎么解释
Or how do you explain when Peter went to the house of Cornelius and saw with his own eyes that his householdreceived the Holy Spirit and from then on knew that the gospel must be preached to the Gentiles. 哦，
这哦是一个很严重的一个盲点。
This is a very important thing that is being covered up.
或许他的用意啊是要维护所谓的啊基督徒那种让人看起来哦那种完美高贵。
Perhaps they do this because they want people to have the impression that Christians are so glorious.
很多人对基督教的第一个印象是什么
Most people, what are the impressions of Christians?
这是比较高贵
that they are more precious or glorious.
记得小时候哈啊，那小弟还没有信耶稣啊。
I remember when I was little before I believed in Christ.
因为身体不好，经常生病。
Because I was sick a lot.
哦，那就有人呐、啊、跟我父母亲呐、啊、说啊，你那个小孩哦。啊，要去信那个哈、哦，信那个什么教？信那个哈、哦，啊，这个腋下夹着一本书的那个教啊，腋下夹着一本书的教。
And someone told my parents, your child because sick all the time, he needs to go believe in one of those people who are always carrying a book under their arm.
哦，什么叫做腋下夹着一本书的教？哦、就是基督徒嘛，啊、哦，这个去聚会就是带着圣经嘛。
These people who carry the book under their arms are Christians.
哦，他说那种教啊。哇，都是医生啊，都是律师，都是老师啊。
He said these people who believe in Christian, who are Christians, they're all doctors and lawyers.
去信那种教。
Go believe in that kind of a religion.
哦，所以很多人为了要维护认为人的好看跟哦这个面子、啊。
So for man's own understanding of what looks good, they change things.
哦，不惜改变圣经，不惜曲解圣经。
They perhaps change what the Bible says, or completely ignore what the Bible says.
想想看，神为什么要用这样的一个雷霆万钧之势啊、哦，违反人的理智，把圣灵降临用如此的形象出来
？So think about it. Why would God use this method to pour His Holy Spirit on us, which is contrary to our logic?
不要忘记，彼得当时面对的是一群把耶稣钉死在十字架上那种只有热心没有真知识的这个犹太人。
Don't forget that Peter he encountered the people who had crucified Jesus, people who had zeal but no truth.
他们自认为为神完成了一件伟大的圣功。
They thought that by crucifying Christ, they had fulfilled a great work for God.
把那个自称是基督的耶稣这个异端呢、啊，把它消灭了。
To destroy this heretic person named Jesus.
要怎么样让这些犹太人知道他们做的错事、啊、
But how do you reveal to these Jews that they have done something wrong?
借着圣灵。
Through the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵降临的情景。
Through the descension of the Holy Spirit.
让他 让这些人呢是从来没听过也没有见过。
To allow them to see something they have never seen before and hear something they have never heard before.
清楚地明白这是从神来的大见证。
And clearly recognize that this is a great miracle and testimony from God.
3,000人、5,000人洗礼。
3,000, 5,000 people baptized.
就是圣灵的见证。
It's because of the testimony of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们诚挚的再次的邀请我们亲爱的朋友们来深入的做这个思考。
So then we once again ask our dear friends to consider.
不要单单只有热心而失去的圣经的真理啊。
Do not just stay at your zeal and lose the truth in the Bible.
所以下午小弟借着这个圣经借着个人的经历来跟大家相互的分享。
And so this afternoon, I used the words of in the Bible and my own experiences to share with all of you.
盼望主耶稣能够在圣灵里头感动我们。
I hope that in the Spirit, Jesus will touch us.
让我们的侍奉，让我们的信仰都能够又有热心，又合神的旨意。
So that our service and our spirituality will once again revive and be in accordance with God.